हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Welcome to this episode of the Kartik Inspirations. Today we will be hearing about mining devotional feelings. If our practice and our life, in fact, if our heart can be infused and empowered by deep devotional feelings, the same situation in which we find ourselves turns into golden opportunities for bhakti. Yes, we may look at with the same eyes, the situation may be the same, but with a new lens, the new eyes of devotion, we see only opportunities, we see only Krishna, we see only practically the spiritual world manifesting. Today I was thinking about this when I sat at the banks of the Lake Syamakund and chanted my rounds. I just had a very beautiful experience in the Radha Damodar temple at the banks of this lake. I stood behind an elderly man who was looking at the deities and singing in a beautiful and moved voice the glories of the Lord. And then he ended his song by exclaiming again and again with tears in his eyes, Daya Karo, Daya Karo, please give me your mercy. At that time I had desired the feelings of this man. I was ready to give up everything, even my new bicycle, for just having this type of bhava, this type of consciousness. And now I was sitting and performing chanting at the banks of Syamakund. It was dry. It was unconcentrated, I was tired, and I felt regretful. Wow, when will I be able to chant like that old man in the temple? When will my heart be empowered with devotional feelings? As I continued chanting, I saw something that was totally out of order. A boat came moving over the Syamakund towards me. This boat, it's a wooden boat, is used to clean the Syamakund, but it had somehow escaped or gone free from the rope, and now it came over the lake, steadily towards me. It was a morning. There was a slightly foggish atmosphere, and the boat approached me and came closer and closer. All of a sudden, I remembered a verse from the Bhagavatam that seemed to carry the solution to my problem. The verse says, great acharyas, great saintly souls have crossed the ocean of material illusion, and they left for all of us the boat by which they crossed on our side so that we can also use this boat. What is this boat? This boat is the practice, the experiences, the step-by-step process by which you can also cross over this gap or this illusionary separation between you and the Lord. And As I was thinking about this verse, and the verse started to open up and reveal its various secrets, I very, very much appreciated that there is a hope for me. I began to return to my rounds, but this time with an additional inspiration, a hope. Spiritual practices come alive when there is a sweet hope that yes, indeed, it is possible. Yes, indeed, there's help. Yes, indeed, on the other side, there is someone, or the one with the many names, who sends help, either in the form of a physical boat or in a form of a sweet inspiration. I wish you all the best. Catch that boat and cross the ocean of illusion. Wishing you all the best and lots of spiritual strength.